Good day, good evening, good morning, whenever the heck we are on. Welcome to another episode of Why Not Radio. My name is Josh T. Landau, and kicking off the show today with brand new music, albeit a cover of a very old song from Animal Collective. They just put out a new EP called Painters, which is a companion to last year's album Painting With. It has three new songs that were all recorded back during the sessions for Painting With, and that cover of Martha and the Vandellas' Jimmy Mac, which I just had to play and figured it would be a good start to the show today. A very special show today, as we are adding a new member to the Why Not Radio family. In addition to being heard on KX93.5 in Laguna Beach, we are now heard on Alt Rock Radio, coming from the Jersey Shore at altrockradio.com. So welcome, Jersey Shore Alt Rock Radio listeners to Why Not Radio. My name is Josh T. Landau, and each week here on the show, I strive to bring you the newest and best indie rock tunes of the week. Sometimes I have live sessions and interviews with bands. I don't this week, but I'm sure I will sometime. So thanks for joining me to any new listeners out there. And thanks for joining me to all of our regular listeners as well. Coming up on today's show, we have new music from The District's Los Campesinos, At the Drive-In, Granddaddy, Ride, and a whole lot more. But we'll get things going now with new Pornographers. They're releasing their latest album, Whiteout Conditions, on April 7th, and we've heard the first single, High Ticket Attractions. But here's another one, this one fronted by Nico Case. This is The World of the Theater from the New Pornographers, here on Why Not Radio.
I tried to go straight, but see, I can't see what I used to know. Every love gets a last kiss. Everyone becomes the enemy. I can't believe it ends like this. Oh, oh, oh. Everybody watch them walk away. Turn the corner and let the show.
Listening to Why Not Radio, and that was new from Los Campesinos and their brand new album Six Scenes, which just came out last week, For Whom the Belly Tolls. I really love that play on words there, and it's a catchy little tune. A lot of catchy tunes on any Los Campesinos record, the new one no exception. Minus the Bear before that, their new album Voids will be out on Friday. That was Last Kiss, and we started with the New Pornographers. This is the world of the theater. So, for those who don't know, I am based out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We have a lot of great bands here in Philadelphia, and one of the biggest and most notable of the last few years has been The Districts, who released their breakthrough album, A Flourish and a Spoil, back a couple years ago, and we haven't heard too much from them recently. I'm sure after that whole album cycle and all the touring, they needed to decompress a bit, but they are working on new music as we speak. They are finishing up a follow-up album, and they've just put out a teaser track for it. We don't have any information about what the album's called or when it's coming out, but they did just release this song called Ordinary Day. Singer Rob Grote says that it deals with a sort of personal alienation and the realization that you and the world you've existed in have changed, sort of the feeling of coming through a tunnel and having no way of relating to things in the same way as before. It was written in late summer, early fall, and came together quite naturally. Personal lives were in flux, and we were sitting around Philly losing our minds. You can get this track for $1 right now on the District's Bandcamp page, which is thedistrictsband.bandcamp.com. It's called Ordinary Day here on Why Not Radio.
You fall down in a garden full of bees. On your own, picking through lilacs, covered in gold and kicking through the belly. Covering miles in a broken car, covering miles in a broken car. Covered in gold.
sunset, I'll let you down again. An ordinary sunset.
Hey, this is Brayden.
Connor.
Robbie.
We're the Districts.
Thanks for tuning in.
Why not radio, baby?
Sunday.
Charlie Bliss is a band out of New York. They have a bunch of albums under their belt that you can get on their Bandcamp, charliebliss.bandcamp.com. That's Charly Bliss. But their new one is coming out on April 21st called Guppy, and that's the first single from it, Glitter, from Charlie Bliss, which I really like. I kind of fell in love with that track first time I heard it. Before that, Vagabond, which is the recording project of singer, songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and producer Letitia Tamco, off of her debut album that just came out, Infinite Worlds. We heard Minneapolis and started off the set with new music from The Districts. It was Ordinary Day. We're going to do a double dose of music now on the Why Not Radio program from Omar Rodriguez Lopez, things that he's involved with. He has a new band with Terry Genderbender of Les Butcherettes and members of the Melvins called Crystal Fairy, who just released their self-titled album last week. I'll play a song from that. But first, something from the brand new upcoming album from At the Drive-In. They just released the album details for Inter Alia, their first album in 17 years. It's going to be out on May 5th. And they put out a second song from it because the song they put out on their website a few weeks ago, Governed by Contagions, is going to be on the album as well. This one, though, is called Incurably Innocent, new music from At the Drive-In here on Why Not Radio at KX93.5 and altrockradio.com.
Blood to the shoulders, blood to the belt, it counts all in the act of the action. It's Terry from The Butcherettes, and you're listening to the one and only Why Not Radio.
UK shoegaze pioneers Ride right there with their first new music in two decades. It's called Charm Assault, one of two new songs that they just put out. And we know that they're working on more. There's going to be an album scheduled for release this summer, but we don't have details on exactly when or what it's called or any of the other songs or anything like that. They did, however, announce a tour to coincide with the release of the album, so that could give us kind of a window of when the album might be expected. Before Ride, we heard from Crystal Fairy off of their self-titled debut. That was Sweet Self. And as I mentioned, that's Terry Genderbender from Les Butcherettes, along with Omar Rodriguez Lopez of all of his things, the Mars Volta, At the Drive-In, and members of the Melvins. And we started the set with At the Drive-In themselves, Omar Rodriguez Lopez, of course, with Cedric Bixler Zavala. And I don't know who else is in the band right now, but those two are the main driving force. We heard Inaccurably Innocent here on Why Not Radio. Next up is Dams of the West, the side project of Vampire Weekend drummer Chris Thompson. He just released an album, Youngish American, and this song is called The Inerrancy of You and Me.
With the wild. dance over rooftops in my head as I drift off for the night. The antennas trip me, but I don't care. I'm broadcasting love tonight. Oh, 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 oh. I'm broadcasting love tonight.
You know, I didn't really think about it or plan it this way, but that set just happened to be bookended by side projects of drummers from bands you know and probably love. Started off with Chris Thompson of Vampire Weekend and his project Dams of the West, and just wrapped up with Dan the Man, which is the side project of Daniel Haggis, the drummer from The Wombats, who just put out an album called Circadian Circus, his first under the Dan the Man moniker, and we heard the song Something Good. And in the middle there, having nothing to do with drummers doing side projects, was new music from Granddaddy, who'll be releasing their first album in a dozen years on Friday, called Last Place. That was Brush with the Wild. And now it's time for me to ride off into the sunset, whether it's a West Coast sunset or an East Coast sunset, as we are now heard on both KX 93.5 in Laguna Beach and alt-rock radio at the Jersey Shore. Thanks to everyone for tuning in. I'm Josh T. Landau. This has been Why Not Radio. I'll be back next week, and I will leave you with new music from a band who put out my favorite album of last year, Bleached. And they're following up Welcome the Worms rather quickly with a new EP, Can You Deal? It's out this Friday, March 3rd. This is the second track on the EP. It's called Flipside.